From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The United States Embassy in Yemen has ended a two-day shutdown after Yemeni forces say they killed two al-Qaeda militants who were behind a threat to attack U.S. and British missions there. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary Clinton says the embassy was closed because of ongoing threats by al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, the group that claimed responsibility for an attempted bombing of Flight 253 to Detroit last month. Clinton said the threats against U.S. interests in Yemen predate the holiday season. The U.S. is boosting counterterrorism aid to Yemen, which is not only battling al-Qaeda, but also a rebellion in the north and a secessionist movement in the south. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Meantime, several other Western embassies have joined the U.S. in either resuming full or limited operations in Yemen. Secretary of State Clinton says the unrest in Yemen has global implications. Clinton says she's consulting with other nations on how to stabilize the country.
Based on what we know now, the State Department fully complied with the requirements set forth in the interagency process as to what should be done when information about a potential threat is known. But we're looking to see whether those procedures need to be changed, upgraded.
The United States will be meeting with other nations later this month to discuss the situation in Yemen. President Obama plans to meet with top security and intelligence officials today to talk about airline safety. Then the president is expected to announce changes in the nation's watch lists. Already the government has added dozens of people to lists of suspected terrorists and those barred from flying to the United States. A federal appeals court in Virginia has upheld the conviction of the only 9/11 plotter to stand trial in the United States. Zacharias Moussaoui pleaded guilty in 2005 to helping al-Qaeda plan the 9/11 attacks. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more.
Just a few miles from where one of the hijacked airplanes struck the Pentagon on September 11th, the Moussaoui sentencing hearing unfolded over 2 months. Prosecutors wanted the death penalty, but the jury sentenced Moussaoui to life in prison. His lawyers appealed. They said the government violated Moussaoui's constitutional rights by withholding classified evidence and misleading Moussaoui into a guilty plea. Now a three-judge panel has rejected that appeal, saying the proceedings were fair. The Moussaoui trial was at the center of a debate over whether it makes sense to try terrorists in civilian as opposed to military courts. That debate has been given new life since the Obama administration announced its intention to try the alleged 9/11 mastermind, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and other Guantanamo detainees in civilian court. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
In Tokyo, the Nikkei average is up 92 points. This is NPR News. The head of the political clan accused of touching off last year's massacre in southern Maguindanao province has pleaded not guilty. The mayor of the town of Adil Amapatian is charged with 41 counts of murder in the attack on an election caravan. He's pleaded not guilty to the November 23rd attack, which left at least 30 journalists dead along with members of a political rival's family. Amapatian, which had close ties to President Arroyo, were expelled from the ruling party after the killings. The battleship Missouri is scheduled to return to battleship Row in Pearl Harbor this week after 3 months of maintenance and preservation work. From member station Hawaii Public Radio, Kayla Rosenfeld reports.
The USS Missouri underwent an $18 million renovation that included stripping its hull, an extensive paint job, and a new enclosure on the fantail for special events. Mooring lines on the 887-foot vessel also are being replaced with chains. This is the warship's first restoration since 1992. Dubbed the Mighty Mo, the ship is expected to leave dry dock on Thursday for the two-mile return to its previous pier, a few hundred yards away from the sunken battleship USS Arizona. A grand reopening is planned for January 30th, a day after the 66th anniversary of the ship's launch. The Missouri was the site of Japan's unconditional surrender on September 2nd, 1945. For NPR News, I'm Kayla Rosenfeld in Honolulu.
Again in stocks, the Dow Industrials gained 155 points, the Nasdaq rose 39, the S&P was up 17. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.